Good day and welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. I'm your host, Paige Estratore, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the most significant headlines that are shaping industry trends in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management today. In our first story, Australian fleet operators are swimming against the tide due to a surge in collision risks and increased motor claims. This situation is pushing the sector towards predictive risk management strategies and advanced insurance solutions. Local insurers and regulatory bodies, together with the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator, are keeping a watchful eye on these alarming developments. However, thanks to innovative solutions such as usage-based insurance and artificial intelligence, the ship isn't completely sinking. Fleet operators, notably the larger firms, are exploring captive insurance for stability, while others turn to risk consulting services to enhance safety and efficiency. Needless to say, it has become clear that a shift from reactive to predictive strategies is essential for the future success of operators in this sector. Moving on to our next segment on the finance front, it seems like a good day for the ETF market in Australia. According to BetaShares report, as of September 2025, Australia's ETF market has passed the $300 billion mark, a significant rise of $63 billion this year alone, including $37 billion in net inflows. This encouraging report suggests that the overall market capitalization could reach $320 billion by the end of this year and possibly climb to a whopping $500 billion by 2028. Despite this fast-paced growth, ETFs are only responsible for 6% of Australia's managed fund sector, indicating significant room for expansion. Now, turning our attention to superannuation changes, Treasurer Jim Chalmers has made a critical revision to Labor's 2023 tax changes. Major relief for self-managed super funds came in the form of discarding the plan to tax unrealized gains. The new policy, set to take effect from July 1, 2026, will focus on accounts exceeding $3 million. But securing Senate approval for these changes won't be a walk in the park for the Treasurer. Finally, concerning news from the Reserve Bank of Australia, RBA, we're seeing signals of a potential interest rate cut amidst rising unemployment rates, reaching a four-year high of 4.5% in September. A surprising revelation, considering the RBA's decision in recent times to maintain the cash rate, reflecting a consistently stable labor market. However, current circumstances appear to be pushing for a critical reevaluation. That wraps up our news for today. For more details on these stories and more, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore, ensuring you stay informed with the latest in financial services news. Until next time, take care.